okay. Sit back, relax for a few. I'm asking you to do this because, well, this is a podcast about burnout, a dinner conversation, and an unsuspecting restaurant server. More on that in a few moments. First, I send greetings from your Anthem EAP, Employee Assistance Program. My name is Ted Thomas. And since my military career, including combat, followed by a couple of decades in public behavioral health system, I have focused a lot of energy on the power of human resilience and self-determination. One major goal here today, in fact, a key takeaway for you here today, is to feel more confident and comfortable embarking on a journey to overcome burnout. Recently, my friends and I explored that very journey over dinner. So two good friends, a close colleague, and I sat down Friday night at a restaurant as the host told us that the restaurant was short-staffed and we'll have to wait some extra time. Yes, frustrating. You've probably experienced that too, but it seems the norm anymore. The two friends, one is a home builder and the other one is a hospice nurse supervisor, and then my colleague, training instructor, also in the behavioral health system. We each sat down in the booth and we all seemed to take a deep breath and this noisy sigh all together at the same time. I had to say, I noticed that each of us took this long sigh as we settled into the booth. What's behind that? Okay, so everybody in three words or less, what's your thoughts and feelings behind that? My colleague said right up front, I'm exhausted. And I said, I feel overwhelmed this week. So the nurse was really quick to remind me that I used five words, not three, and called me an overachiever, but that's who she is. Anyway, she went on to say that she was just emotionally drained and frazzled. The builder just simply said, spent. As I took in everybody's responses, it occurred to me that we might as well have been saying that we were experiencing burnout. We just used different words to describe what we were experiencing. Each of us were experiencing some form of burnout that was highly related to our different work and home environments. You might imagine the different work environments, say, between the builder and the hospice nurse. More words we shared at the table were things like overwhelming stress and depletion of energy. That was a good one. Losing connection with our inner strength. And this played out as dread and anxiousness and distractions and indecision among many other areas of our work and home life. Even our personal and close relationships were beginning to be impacted negatively. I asked everyone to consider a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest in terms of impact, and rate the impact on their work and home relationships, just the relationships. Now, nobody said a 10, but I heard a few 7s and 8s. I also heard the nurse say that she hadn't really thought of looking at it this way before, that this burnout and the impact on her relationships. Well, others agreed. I tossed out some words that I thought they might relate to. Depersonalization, disconnection, desensitized, emotional distance. Yeah, they related, all right. The builder started showing anger and the nurse got really quiet and actually kind of tearful. My colleague and I both felt the immediate change in the room with mood. Now, I know that right then, it would be a great place to bring attention to the fact that we're not alone. We're not as alone as we think we are, and that there are actually strategies to help move through these experiences and even overcome the negative relationship and physical, emotional, and occupational effects. I brought up the word resilience. Hey, the nurse jumped right in immediately to say that this was a great reminder of her having been at a similar place before, and she discovered a few strategies which she referred to as core resilience building, her words. She went on to tell us about her first step of acknowledging the feelings and thoughts and, of course, actions associated with it that she related to stress, anxiousness, being emotionally drained. And she encouraged us to recognize these things in ourselves also. My colleague spoke up next about his experience in with super high stress several years back. And he said that it really helped him to connect with a good supportive friend. And they actually ended up starting a workout routine at the gym and gave more attention to his sleep routines. These little things were coming out in the conversation that were pretty valuable. And I mentioned that I recently started writing down some thoughts and feelings, followed by plans to bring back some activities that I had let go of, like taking more walks with my dog and managing my sugar better, and spending time with my, well, wild grandsons. Needless to say, my wife was pretty supportive of this. The builder agreed that he felt better and stronger in handling tough times when he set firm boundaries with his clients, along with his construction crews. He also said that he'd been ignoring unhealthy habits, eating habits that eventually rubbed off on his kids. Our conversation continued about burnout, stress, exhaustion, anxiety, overload, being cranky, tired, depleted. Oh, so many words were said at the table. And so much time had passed. Only then did we realize that more than 15 minutes went by and we only had tea and water at the table. So then the server came up with some sincere apologies about taking so long with her order. Imagine our surprise. For some reason, she felt comfortable enough to share with us that she was on the path to burnout. She didn't know about our conversation. She said that the restaurant being short-staffed, even in the kitchen, she had just inherited her ill mother moving into her back bedroom and dealing with two tweenagers. She could not have known anything about our conversation up to that point, but it was quite striking for her to see our face and our reactions. The nurse reached out, holding the server's shaky hand, and said, "Sweetie, we share in your struggles in our own ways." And we were just talking about our own experiences, similar to burnout in our lives, acknowledging for what it is and strategizing ways to overcome it. The server shook her head and said, "I really need to get some help in figuring that out." Well, my colleague stepped right up in there and said, "Look, after you take our food order, we're going to write up a list of tools and skills to head towards overcoming burnout." We got to work on that list. Strategies to overcome burnout. First, acknowledge your thoughts, your feelings, and actions, and then name the areas in your life where you're feeling you're struggling right now. Using that scale from 1 to 10, right? Lowest impact, maybe 10, the most impact, and rate those on your work and home relationships. Work on more routine and consistency in the things that you can. Find activities that bring you joy, make you feel happy, laugh more, see a funny movie, go to see a comedy show. Explore new ways to relax. Get a massage, listen to some soothing music, maybe even try yoga, tai chi, mindfulness, meditation. Tap into your resilience. Those times, you know, where before that were tough, and how did you get through them? You know, ultimately, this comes down to, let's just say, three universal core needs. And this is your call to action. Look at your sleep. Are you getting regularly 7 to 9 hours, 7 nights a week? Good sleep. You know, that helps regulate your mood. It helps, well, clear waste from our brain, re-energizes our cells. I like that. What about our eating? Nutrition. I mentioned earlier about, you know, managing my blood sugar. Well, nutrition helps with my mood and my energy as well. Intuitive eating. This is me being aware of eating as a coping mechanism, right? Stress eating. Some people might know it that way. Try eating lighter, healthier foods to increase your energy level. eat smaller, maybe more frequent meals. And I know for me, likewise for you, always hydrate. Moving. It helps our body and our mind to recalibrate. Moving 30 minutes a day or three smaller, maybe 10-minute bursts of exercise. Yes, I said 10-minute bursts of exercise. Even 5 minutes of outdoor exercise can have meaningful psychological impact. Exercise reduces our sensitivity and the effect to anxiety, which is one of those key symptoms of burnout. So again, this is your takeaway. You know, have a plan. Have a plan to talk with others when you feel it coming on. Know that you don't have to do this alone, and possibly even see a counselor for some help and guidance. Now, fortunately for us, the builder had his notepad with him, a good pen, and could write really fast and legible, important. We were truly impressed with ourselves with the list and decided to take pictures of the list with our phone so that we would have it because, well, the paper list was for the server. Along with, at the end of the meal, a very healthy tip. By the end of the dinner, we were all feeling pretty accomplished, even the server, and with a plan to overcome burnout. After a few hugs, high fives, we went our separate ways. The weekend rolled through. That Monday morning, I called my EAP. I called my employee assistance program for support. I asked specifically for a counselor that was well-versed in stress and burnout. I decided, based on that conversation and over the weekend, I decided that life didn't have to be that way. I wanted to make some changes, and well, it was my responsibility to begin that process. You can take charge of this too. Talk about your thoughts and your feelings. Start a conversation with a close friend and reach out to Anthem EAP. Your employee assistance program is there for you for this and so much more. Your life really doesn't have to be this way. Again, my name is Ted Thomas, and I ask you to take care and be well.